Now we're discussing Lake Michigan shoreline erosion, beaches, dunes, bluffs, next steps for people who live along the coastline. A new report from the Environmental Law and Policy Center says climate change is causing more extreme Lake Michigan water levels, and action is required to address erosion and beach loss and damage to residential, commercial, and industrial areas. Join in with your assessment of Lake Michigan shoreline communities, 800-642-1234. Tom Stolpe is Executive Director of the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust. Tom, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Good morning. Neil O'Reilly is with us as well, directs the Conservation and Environmental Science Program at UW-Milwaukee. Neil, welcome to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, Neil, start us out with a visual in our mind's eye as to how Lake Michigan shoreline is changing.
Well, it's been changing for a long time. The lake was formed 14,000 years ago when the glacier receded from the area. When the glacier receded, it left these very steep banks in some areas. They are actively eroding. A lot of people focus a lot on the elevation of Lake Michigan, which is a very important element because it determines what are the sizes of the beaches that help protect the toe of these steep banks. But also rainfall plays a big role in that when we get very wet soil in those banks, they tend to fail. And we saw that 2 weeks ago up in Port Washington, for example, where a large section of Upper Lake Park slipped into Lake Michigan. And that happened right after a heavy rainstorm.
And there are different types of terrain that is affected here, beaches and sand dunes and bluffs. How is that topography affected by climate change and the different topography?
Well, climate change is, affects the elevation of Lake Michigan. And it affects it in two ways. One is obviously when it rains, the lake is going to fill up with water. Mm-hmm. But also it affects the ice conditions in the winter. If we have heavy ice levels on the lake during the winter, we don't get a lot of evaporation off the lake, and the lake tends to rise during those periods. When we have warm winters, we get more evaporation off the lake, and so the lake tends to drop during those periods. But right now, we are on a decline because we've had a couple of dry years, and it takes several years for the lake to respond. Mm-hmm. The lake is always in a lag, kind of a year or so behind the weather, because it takes a while for water to drain off the landscape and fill the lake. But in 2020, we were almost at record levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tom, I want to get you in here. Explain how the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust works with public and private landowners near the shoreline.
Yeah, we work in our community located in the Milwaukee metropolitan area. With private landowners along Lake Michigan, we've worked with several landowners to conserve their properties using conservation easements, which promotes a balanced approach to development of their property so that larger areas of natural areas are conserved so that we're seeing appropriately sized and located development. We don't want homes and buildings located so precariously close to the bluff. We need considerable setbacks, but we also need wise development so that we're not messing up the land cover above Lake Michigan and hastening some of the erosion that we're so concerned about. So on the private side, that's how we primarily work. On working with public lands and communities, we also work to develop nature preserves along Lake Michigan. And we're in the midst of a multi-year effort to conserve one of the largest remaining undeveloped tracts of Lake Michigan in the Milwaukee metropolitan area. 131 acres, almost 3/4 of a mile of Lake Michigan, all about a half-hour drive from downtown Milwaukee. We call it the Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs. And it's a project our community is very excited about.
I'm just going to reintroduce both of you here, talking with Tom Stolpe, the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust head, and Neil O'Reilly here, Director of Conservation and Environmental Science at UW-Milwaukee, as we talk about Lake Michigan shoreline erosion, the coastline, and the implications. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Tom, I want to talk more about preserving these 131 acres of the Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs in Grafton, that you get to this one point where you're overlooking Lake Michigan. And I'm just wondering, what is special about keeping this parcel, this piece of land, out of development?
Well, there's some very critical habitat areas in the Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs. And of course, the gorge itself is an amazing natural feature, a deep ravine that goes all the way to the lake. Many listeners are probably familiar with Lion's Den Gorge, mm-hmm. which is just a stone's throw down Lake Michigan. And the Lion's Den Gorge actually provides us with natural infrastructure to have constructed a staircase, which visitors descend down to Lake Michigan to enjoy the beach. And we know many people are enjoying this amenity because we've seen during the pandemic almost 300,000 visitors come to Lion's Den Gorge. And that really underscored the need to conserve more areas. So I think the most important aspect of Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs is really its proximity to so many communities and to so many residents and visitors in the Milwaukee metropolitan area. We know very simply, we're not making any more land, but at the same time, so many more people are interested in outdoor recreation. And so providing natural amenities like Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs is really important so that current and future generations can enjoy all of Wisconsin's wonderful outdoor traditions.
Neil, you know, as you see the reshaping of ecosystems with climate change, what role do land trusts and their stewardship have in addressing shoreline erosion? What is their piece of it?
Well, the best way to protect homes from shoreline erosion is to make sure they're not built right along the shoreline. You know, the area that we're talking in right now in Ozaukee County has very high bluffs. They're very unstable. The term clay in the name of that property is important here. There's a lot of clay along the eastern shore of Lake Michigan, which helps absorb a lot of water. These bluffs are unstable, and they're going to remain unstable for a long time. It's going to be thousands of years before they're actually stable. So building right up against the bluff is just, you're waiting for a hazard to happen. So keeping these lands in their natural state is very important. The vegetation plays also a big role in here. We often focus on the elevation of Lake Michigan and the beach, but it's also the height of the bank and the type of soils and the water that's seeping through them. And the vegetation plays a huge role in holding these bluffs in place. So when you start to disturb them, as people try to create views of the water, they start to destabilize that. And I saw that a few years ago where a home just removed a couple of trees and lost their entire house because of it.
Mm. Neil O'Reilly, UW-Milwaukee environmental engineer and hydrologist, decades of experience in water resource management. Tom Stolpe with us leads the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, a nonprofit working to protect and preserve natural areas. Join in on how to protect lakeshore towns and the future of the Lake Michigan shoreline. Your personal stories along the way on coastal erosion, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about erosion on our third coast, saving the Lake Michigan shoreline from the damage of climate change. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last year, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported a spike in the number of lakeshore property owners applying for permits to install shoreline protection. As Lake Michigan's water rose from 2018 to 2020, those permit applications jumped 144%. Join in on managing the shoreline, building in resiliency, 800-642-1234. Tom Stolp is here, heads up the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, and hydrologist Neil O'Reilly directs the Conservation and Environmental Science Program at UW-Milwaukee. They're here for about 9 more minutes. Neil, I want to go back to you here for a moment and look at the efforts that people have in trying to protect that shoreline. They always say, you know, waterfront property, the most expensive property, and there's a limit, it's a scarce resource. What do you see lakefront homeowners doing to try to build up that shoreline?
Well, what a lot of them are doing is they're trying to address the high lake levels by putting large stone or doing activities to try to increase the size of the beach at the toe of the bank. Some of them are also trying to address the water drainage problem. The bluffs along Lake Michigan are kind of like a lasagna of different layers of soils. And in some of these areas, there's layers of clay and silt in there that traps water and then causes it to run along those layers, and the soil at the top of the bluff will slip on those when it gets wet after a large rainstorm. So it's a very complicated set of problems that you've got to kind of put all the solutions together if you're really going to try to solve it. The problem is it costs hundreds of thousands to not only millions of dollars to try to protect some of these properties.
I want to go back to you, Tom, on that cost, because it's not just trying to secure that parcel of land, 131 acres. You have to preserve, maintain, rebuild it as well. And that, too, comes with a cost.
It certainly does. We are fortunate to have such a wonderful, generous spirit in the state of Wisconsin, particularly for conserving our special places and our community. Has been overwhelmingly generous in helping us raise funds to secure this property. We also were supposed to receive a $2.3 million grant from the state of Wisconsin's Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, which exists specifically to conserve natural areas such as the Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs. Unfortunately, almost 1 year ago, we received an anonymous objection from a state lawmaker to our grant, and we've been in a sort of limbo for a year now without the receipt of those funds. We've had Republican and Democratic lawmakers trying to garner support for the Joint Committee on Finance, which is currently impeding the release of our grant, to release our grant. And so far, the Joint Committee on Finance has not acted. And it has now been revealed that the reason for the anonymous objection by a lawmaker is that a private real estate developer has hired a lobbyist to meet with state lawmakers and to pitch their own private real estate ambitions, encouraging lawmakers to withhold duly awarded grant funds from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. So this community in Wisconsin and in Southeast Wisconsin has really the control over whether this property will be conserved. We are in the race of our lifetimes to raise additional funds. But fortunately for us, over 850 people have donated, and we are well on our way to raising the funds necessary to purchase this property, as well as to carefully restore the property to really enhance the natural resource values for current and future visitors.
You know, it sounds like you're pretty optimistic here that despite the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Grant not coming through, that you will be able to make this purchase and take this land, these 131 acres, into conservation. What would restoration look like? You know, as you look at the effects of erosion and climate change, what do you think then about restoration?
Yeah, restoration is really key to limiting the worst effects of climate change and the worst effects of erosion along Lake Michigan. And so we will be working with Ozaukee County, as well as with various state and federal agencies to restore the property. There's a wonderful forested area along the Cedar Gorge and along the shoreline that's really been decimated by the emerald ash borer. So initial goals will be to reforest that area. Currently, there are approximately 70 acres that are in agricultural production. Those fields along Lake Michigan will be restored to native grasses and prairies to help improve the natural resource values of the property. So we have wonderful restoration plans and then also some really special infrastructure goals. Eventually, Ozaukee County endeavors to build a mixed use bike path, pedestrian path connecting Lion's Den Gorge to the Cedar Gorge Clay Bluffs to the north and taking visitors all the way into beautiful downtown Port Washington. So really envision yourself years from now on a visit to Port Washington, being able to walk or take a bike ride from this wonderful natural resource nature preserve all the way into the really charming, vibrant downtown Port Washington. It's going to be a special, special place.
Lots of plans in the works, lots of vision there. Tom Stolpe, Executive Director of the nonprofit conservation group Ozaukee Washington Land Trust. Neil O'Reilly here as well, Director of Conservation and Environmental Science at UW-Milwaukee, as we talk about Lake Michigan's shoreline, next steps to help in, you know, ensuring that that shoreline is there and preserved. You can join in with your stories about erosion, 800-642-1234. Neil, how do you feel about the use of living shorelines? That's become this, it seems like that's really gaining traction, using natural materials like plants and sand and rock instead of building these cement barriers.
Yeah, the advantage is those are going to be much more resilient as we see climate change going forward. The problem with these sort of hard solutions of building concrete walls or placing large stone out into the lake is you're basically just putting a Band-Aid on the problem. What often happens is you build these hard structures along the lake. What happens is waves come in off the lake and they end up eroding the beach that you're trying to protect. So it comes in, it hits that hard surface and it bounces back out. And so you get a rebounding wave that actually damages the beach. We often see when people protect their own property, they end up damaging their neighbor's properties at the same time. So using these more natural solutions is going to work better, last longer, and be much more resilient as lake levels change, temperatures change, rainfall changes.
And, you know, Neil, as you look at the spike in property owners, especially during a high water crisis, you know, with their shoreline construction permits, what is the role of state lawmakers and local ordinances about building and development? What do you want to see?
Well, what I personally would like to see is that we understand that this lake shoreline is going to continue to erode back over time. It's been eroding for tens of thousands of years, and that this is basically a hazard zone, and that we really should require building to be back further from the lake. And we just haven't understood that yet. I don't know of any community that really has a strong ordinance that prevents people from building literally on the edge of a cliff.
Tom, we only have a few seconds left, but what are the next few months looking like for you at the Land Trust?
Well, as I said, we've had over 850 families, businesses, representing thousands of citizens from across the state donating to this project. Right now, I know we have many more generous supporters and regional businesses determining how much they can give to this once-in-a-lifetime Lake Michigan Nature Preserve opportunity. Many have stepped up with amazingly generous gifts. Many more will be coming, I'm sure, to make sure this treasure isn't lost. But the future of this preserve is up to us in Wisconsin. And with Wisconsin's wonderful love for conservation on our side, I have every confidence we will have the financial resources to forever conserve this property one way or another.
Tom and Neil, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Tom Stolpe, Executive Director of the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, working to protect natural resources through partnerships, public and private. Neil O'Reilly, Director of the Conservation and Environmental Science Program at UW-Milwaukee. Ahead this hour, we get an inside look at Milwaukee's newest radio channel. It's called Hyphen. Have you heard? 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.